Hi, and welcome to the Louise Fitzgerald podcast. This week's episode is almost a part two to last week's episode because I had some listener submitted questions around. I asked, you know, where do you struggle when it comes to trusting yourself, being yourself, and making decisions? So if you haven't checked out last week's episode, you'll want to jump in and listen to that too. But this week, one of the things that someone submitted was that they struggle with perfectionism. And I think this is such a great topic. So thank you so much for submitting that that topic to discuss, because I think a lot of people can really relate to it. And I wanted to start first by talking about someone I know, and they're so amazing and multi-talented, and you know, you wouldn't believe the things that they can do when they're so creative, but they're a perfectionist. And I've seen it hold them up in so many ways, in so many aspects of their life, and particularly in their work as well, because it creates this state of stalling. So in the perfectionist mind, nothing is good enough. Like, there's always a better future state that something could get to. And this means that they're not moving forward. They're not hitting go on those ideas. And the amount that they can produce and create in the world is really lessened. And it's a shame, really. And so I wonder, you know, if you can relate to this in some way. I've certainly seen it for this particular person. It's not just the work that they create, but it's relationships too, and all of these other kinds of things because of that internal state. Like, what if there is better? What if I can shift and change this and keep getting something better? So perfectionists, all the perfectionists I know, are such amazing people. So if you identify as one, to me, it just tells me that you're really passionate and you're really creative and you really care about what you do. So it certainly isn't something to feel bad about. But what I do want to help you shift is this idea that where you are right now and who you are right now isn't good enough, because that is also the inner state of the perfectionist, where there's just not that acceptance necessarily of what is there in front of them. So, you know, I've written down that the antidote to perfectionism is peace in the present. So when you can accept yourself as you are now and nothing needs to change. So building more of that practice is a very practical tool that you can use to help you get that momentum, because the flip side of perfectionism is that stagnancy, is that lack of action. And so then that can kind of slip into a lack of motivation, because when we have a lack of stagnancy and we're not moving forward, we can then slip into lack of motivation, and it's really, really hard to keep moving. And, you know, what I hate to see is someone who's got all these amazing dreams, but they don't think they're good enough, or they don't think the idea is good enough, so they don't act on it. And that's definitely what I don't want to see. So perfectionism is linked to striving for this future state and not being present as you are now. The other thing is also not seeing how far you've come. This is a big thing that we can fall into, because we're constantly looking forward. We're rarely looking as we are now, and we're definitely not looking at, oh my gosh, look at all the amazing things I've done. Look at this evidence that what I did do was enough. So that's another really good practical tool that you can do, is that historical reflection. So seeing how far you've come and seeing all the skills that you have and everything that you're bringing to the table that you've accomplished already. For a perfectionist, doing more of this past reflection can be amazing, and definitely sitting in the present and accepting everything that you are now, and not just accepting, but celebrating it, because I know that there's amazing things about you. As I said, I have not met a perfectionist that isn't amazing. It's definitely some two tools that you can use to really flip that around. And I think that when you can trust yourself, when, you know, and that's why I think that person submitted that question, because they knew that there was that element of like lack of trust within themselves, because if you really think about that and sit in that feeling, a perfectionist is someone that's not trusting that they're enough, not trusting that what they're wanting to do is going to be okay or enough. And so that's where I have definitely seen this connection between perfectionism and not trusting yourself, not being able to be yourself fully. Because if you did trust that you were enough, you could be yourself fully. So there's those two connections there as well. Because of that second guessing and that the mind is overthinking all the time. So again, when you can come back to the present, and you can do this through meditations or breathing and all of those kinds of things, you can really just settle into that acceptance. And it will, the more you practice it, the more you can sort of break those tendencies. And the other thing for the perfectionist is just to start taking action, because you'll have a tendency to not take action. You need to take action and know that things are not going to be perfect. Things are not going to be 100%, and it isn't for anyone. But again, I would much rather that you acted on your dreams than you left them sitting there on the shelf and you didn't act on them. Or you have these beautiful ideas, but you're not getting enough of them out into the world. So I hope that was helpful in some way, just to give you some practical tips to start off with. My new course, Blissful Living, is now open, at least at the date of this episode being released. And one of the things it's definitely going to help with is this perfectionism, and help you take stock of where you've been and how far you've come, all the skills and values that you have that make you unique, that make you amazing, so that you can really be yourself and trust yourself. It's going to help you with decisions and making decisions, removing those limiting beliefs that tell you you're not good enough or I couldn't do this. And it's also going to help with that reduction of stress, so that overthinking goes away and that you can start to take action and move forward. So if you want to register for that, as I said, it is open now at the time of this episode coming out. And I think it's until the 12th that the doors close. So it's not long. So definitely jump in and register. The link is in the show notes. And yeah, I would love for you to join us. We've already got amazing people in the course and starting and working toward the things that they want to achieve and the life that they want to create. And I really want this for you too. So I would love to see you in the course too. So thanks for listening, and I will talk to you on the next episode.